The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The reading this morning is from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached them and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, and baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age." And this is the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Throughout our country these past few days, and maybe the next few weeks as well, in thousands of schools, high schools in particular, universities, the military academies, all these young people who completed their high school education or their college or their military training have been receiving their commissions, their diplomas, but more than that, they've been given exhortations by great leaders. You know, President Obama spoke at one university, former President Clinton spoke at another one. Almost all the dignitaries in Washington have been invited to go to all the universities and academies to give encouragement to young people, to tell them to go out and really do a good job, take their place in society. So maybe we can almost liken it to what Jesus did to his disciples before he left them. He gave them a commission too, but it was not just for them, it was for his followers, the followers in every day and age, for us to take him seriously, his Father seriously. He's given us a role to play in life, not just to exist, not just to be here for a while and then pass on, but to really make a mark for ourselves, as all these educators are telling young people, really go out and do something. Make a mark for yourself. Let people know that you existed for a good reason. We know in these day and age, especially with all our young people who are in the military, who are putting their lives on the line, who sometimes give up their lives and come home, some of them maimed, losing arms and limbs, paying the ultimate sacrifice. Maybe all of us aren't asked to do that, just as the disciples of Jesus, most of them gave their lives. I believe it was John the Evangelist was the only one that lived to an old age and probably died a natural death. But the commission for all of them was, don't be afraid. Go out and tell people about how good God is. He made all of us. He wants us to live in this world, to make it a good place. We should all make impacts upon each other. Parents on their children, spouses upon each other, children upon each other, upon their own parents, and all of us, taking into account that we're put here for a purpose, even though some of our days may be shortened. But I'm sure all of us have a task to do. In our country, we know all the disasters that have been going on, and volunteers have been called for every part of the country, fighting fires, forest fires in the West, in Florida, fighting the flood damage, the tornado damage, whole cities, whole communities having to be rebuilt. And they just don't happen. It takes people like you and I who care, who want to do something, who want to make a mark. And that's what Jesus is all about. That's what he left all of us on this ascension day. Go out into the world, you know. He said the word baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But he really meant something more than that. We wanted to show by our living presence that we not only believe in God and the goodness of God, but we want that goodness that we share, that we believe in, to be shared with other people, to spread it, to do the best we can. And that's what we hope all of us, not just the graduates, but each one of us here, we can all make an impact in our homes, in our families, with people who need us, people who are maybe even forgotten, people that we take for granted. The Lord didn't want his disciples not to take anybody ever for granted.